Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. Here we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. My name is Eric Gallagher, and today I'll be sharing with you what God is doing in my life.
Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Come Follow Me, where we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Eric Gallagher, founder of Come Follow Me, shares what God has been doing in his life.
Here we are in the 26th Sunday of Ordinary Time, and we have a gospel passage here, which I'll read in just a second, but the classic, if your hand causes you to sin, cut it off. And I can already imagine many of the homilies and such going around the church, just talking about the importance of avoiding sin and taking seriously sin. But as I read through the gospel passage today, in preparation for this, I was struck by the part of the gospel that doesn't have such an emphasis. There's almost these two dynamics to the passage that are kind of being put side by side. So I want to read the gospel passage for you. At that time, John said to Jesus, "Teacher, we saw someone driving out demons in your name, and we tried to prevent him because he does not follow us." Jesus replied, "Do not prevent him. There is no one who performs a mighty deed in my name who can at the same time speak ill of me. For whoever is not against us is for us. Anyone who gives you a cup of water to drink because you belong to Christ, amen, I say to you, will surely not lose his reward. Whoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, it would be better for him if a great millstone were put around his neck, and if you were thrown into the sea. If your hand causes you to sin, cut it off. It is better for you to enter into life maimed than with two hands to go into Gehenna, into the unquenchable fire. And if your foot causes you to sin, cut it off. It is better for you to enter into life crippled than with two feet to be thrown into Gehenna. And if your eye causes you to sin, pluck it out. Better for you to enter into the kingdom of God with one eye than with two eyes to be thrown into Gehenna, where their worm does not die and the fire is not quenched." Two things come to mind as I am looking at these parallels. So at the beginning of this, we have teacher, we saw someone driving out demons. And John is frustrated by the tactics or the realities of someone else who is trying to follow Jesus. And Jesus doesn't necessarily like say, no, what this person is doing good, that this person is doing good. Not really like focusing on the thing that he's doing, but he says instead, whoever's not against us is for us. So this thing might not be the way that you wanted it to be or presumed it to be, but whoever is not against us is for us. Instead, focus on what really matters, sin. So I remember being in a conversation with my pastor several years ago, and I was just talking to him kind of in a similar manner, where I was talking to him about different things going on in the parish, and almost in a similar manner as the beginning of this gospel passage says, like, these people are doing these things and I just don't really agree with it. And it was kind of like, can you believe that they're doing these things? And it wasn't really gossip or anything. It was just me kind of kind of spending time focusing on people and the things that they're doing. And I just remember the priest, that my pastor, was looking at me so bored. And I don't think he wasn't intentionally doing it, but he was literally bored as I was talking about it. And it just moved me to kind of recognize that the stuff that he cared about, the stuff that he wanted to talk about, was not the stuff that I was talking about. And I see this in this passage. I see that Jesus is, of course, trying to help us understand the need to look at our own sinfulness and to do all that we can do, essentially, to refrain from sin, to cut ourselves off from sin, and to remove the things in our life that are causing us to sin. But I think for me, the reality of this passage is I so often get caught up in, because in my work, part of my job is to be critical in a sense of how we do things and to try to form people to do things better. And there's some goodness in that. But when it comes to the stuff that I should be sharing with Jesus, or the conversation that I want to be having with Jesus, I definitely find myself anxious or frustrated by people and things more so in my prayer in those kinds of ways than I do my own sinfulness. So there was this passage, though, that I found. It wasn't a passage, it was a quote from Eleanor Roosevelt. And I found this right after I had this conversation with the priest, and it's really kind of helped me discover kind of the thing that I was looking for. Eleanor Roosevelt said, "Great minds talk about ideas, average minds talk about events, and small minds talk about people." And I really felt moved in this gospel passage today to focus and contemplate more so on the idea of sin. And I can be involved in the church and in ministry with many, many different people, and we can do things our own separate ways. And the ways that they do things could even be not healthy or whatever, but I am confident that they have the right intentions with what they're doing. Even in some of the most divisive realities in our culture today, I'm often led to believe that people have good intentions. But we spend so much time focusing on the person or the thing that happened rather than really focusing on the ideas. What's really going on here? And I'm confident that we would have far more grateful hearts and far more generous hearts towards people if we reflected more on the ideas that were being presented and the intention and the generosity behind them, just like the person in this passage who is striving to cast out demons in Jesus' name. And maybe he wasn't connected to the apostles, as the gospel passage says, but the intention was there. And how good is that? There might be some things to think about within it and to focus on, and we can entrust that over to God. But I pray that we can be more open to the realities of the things that are happening, to the reality of sin and what it does in our life, that would draw us to a deeper conversion and all to a deeper conversion in Christ. Let us pray. Lord, help us to focus our prayer today on what is most important, our relationship with you. Help us to focus our thoughts today on what is most important, our relationship with you. We ask this in your name. Amen. Thank you for listening to today's reflection. If you enjoyed today's reflection, please consider supporting the With You Always podcast and the other Come Follow Me projects through a financial gift. You can join our support team by visiting comefollow.me/support. Or if you prefer, you can donate through Venmo using the username CoFOME. That's CoFOME. 100% of all financial gifts are used to support Come Follow Me's ongoing and upcoming projects and to further fulfill our mission of assisting disciples on the journey. Thank you in advance for your support. Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.